Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, August 15th, 2025, and we have a great mix of industry and manufacturing headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. 3N.com to exhibit cutting-edge technology in color measurement at Asia-Pacific Coding Show APCS 2025. Guangdong 3NH Technology Co. Ltd., 3NH, will showcase cutting-edge color measurement technology at the Asia-Pacific Coding Show 2025 in Bangkok, Thailand. The event, from September 3rd to 5th, will feature 3NH at booth 3F05, highlighting the latest advancements in color measurement for the coatings industry. With a focus on precision color control and quality assurance, 3NH offers a range of spectrophotometers, gloss meters, colorimeters, and color matching systems to meet industry standards. Attendees can experience live demonstrations showcasing real-time color capture, gloss measurement, batch consistency monitoring, and color matching software. 3NH's innovative solutions address industry challenges such as uniformity across sites, sustainability, and fast production cycles, while fostering collaboration with industry professionals. Visit 3NH at booth 3F05 to explore their technologies and expertise in color measurement.
Seismic vulnerability assessment of buildings in high-risk areas, a modified rapid visual screening approach in Pakistan. A study in Pakistan evaluated the seismic vulnerability of buildings in Dire City using a modified rapid visual screening approach. The majority of structures in Dire City are non-engineered and old, posing a risk during a seismic event. Based on the building code of Pakistan, the city falls within seismic zone 3. The study assessed 100 buildings using a modified FEMA data collection form, mapping final scores to damage grades. Recommendations include enforcing stricter regulations, retrofitting vulnerable structures, and fostering community engagement. Prioritized actions include adhering to engineering design standards for new buildings, retrofitting older structures, and educating residents on seismic resilience. Future steps involve in-depth studies on retrofitting methods and involving local stakeholders to improve seismic safety.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.